Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, Kirby Anderson, president of Probe Ministries. New research shows that many so-called born-again American Christians don't believe Jesus is the only way to salvation. Kirby, would you break down the data for us?
One of the things we did a couple of years ago was to actually look first at the so-called born-again millennials. And after doing that, 10 years later, we decided to expand that to about 3,100 people, both Christians and non-Christians. But one of the things that came out was the fact that when you ask individuals, you know, why did Jesus die on the cross, most of them gave sort of a biblical answer. But then if you ask the question, is it possible that people can be saved by believing in Buddha, Muhammad, and Jesus, you had a very significant number that said, oh yes, no problem with that. More than 60% of what you would consider to be born-again Christians believe in what we might call pluralism, that individuals can be saved not only by believing in Jesus Christ, but in a number of other areas. And this was not just a one-off. We have, over these years, found similar kinds of things and similar kinds of numbers and percentages in other surveys, including some that we've done. But this is perhaps the most striking part of our survey, in that you had more than 60% of these born-again Christians saying that you could be saved by a number of different religious leaders other than just Jesus Christ.
Wow. Another startling finding unveiled that more than 30% of respondents to the Religious Views and Practices survey said they believe Jesus sinned just like other people when he lived on earth, or they aren't sure.
We ask questions like, did Jesus die on the cross? Well, you got a much more orthodox answer there. But when you started asking questions about whether or not Jesus sinned or whether or not people can be saved apart from Jesus Christ, what you find is a real lack of teaching. Because if you look at, say, John 14:6, that Jesus says, I am the way and the truth. No one comes to the Father but through me. Then you have obviously a very important issue that needs to be addressed. So one of the arguments we're making is that pastors need to assume there is a real need to teach the essential gospel or even the essential basis of salvation, because in some respects we see individuals who claim to be born again, even attend church at least 2 out of every 4 Sundays, are sitting in the pews believing in some things that are much more likely what the world would believe rather than what the Bible actually teaches.
Yeah. What does your team attribute to the causes of the declining knowledge of the Bible in addition to what's being taught in the pulpit?
Almost everybody we know probably has a Bible with them. And the reason for that is most of us have a Bible on their cell phone. So we have this interesting irony that people have access to the Bible like never before, but they tend not to be reading the Bible as much as before. And the level of biblical illiteracy is very high. But it isn't just biblical literacy. It also is that there is a real possibility that people are being conformed to this culture, Colossians 2:8, that you should not be taken captive by false views. And so we are suggesting that a lot of people are culturally captive. The average young person today spends about 10 hours, sometimes as high as 15 hours a day in front of a screen. So you take even 10 hours times 7, 70 hours, and a pastor is supposed to counteract that with a 45-minute sermon. Guess who wins?
Wow, you make an excellent point. What can each of us do to reverse the sad trend of waning biblical literacy?
One of the things I would say to individuals that are pastors, small group leaders, Sunday school teachers, is to, first of all, teach the basics. I think there is a mistake that we sometimes make, those of us that have any theological training. We assume that people in the congregation pretty much believe what we believe, because after all, we've been teaching it for some time. We have done other surveys of churches where we've gone into congregations where sometimes the pastor is really a good Bible-teaching church teacher or maybe a Sunday school teacher, and yet we find that you have some areas where the individuals deviate from what we might consider to be kind of basic theology. And so that may not be the problem with the teacher, because the teacher may be teaching, but the people aren't listening. But there is a bigger issue to recognize that sometimes we make the mistake of assuming that people in our sphere of influence are holding to the same views that we hold to. And so I think it's going to be even more important for us to actually reach out to those inside the church or inside our group with biblical views, but then to equip them to reach out to the world, because a lot of our surveys show that the drop-off is even more significant when you go outside the church.
Do you think that hospitality plays a big part in our reaching out in our neighborhood?
I think it certainly is going to be very important for us to reach out in our communities. People know that there are questions they have about loneliness, anxiety, all the political issues and the polarization, but they don't necessarily feel like the church is going to be answering those questions. So it's going to be, I think, useful through social media, through radio, but also through hospitality in the community. A person that would maybe never come into your church might come into your home for a small group Bible study, or maybe to watch a video that has some kinds of information there as well. So reaching out to our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers is going to be even more important, because we used to assume that if we build it, they will come. Well, we have pretty good evidence that they're not coming into church, but they may come into your home and they may listen to what you have to say and then begin to find out more about the gospel.
Ah, excellent. Thank you so much, Kirby. I appreciate your time today. Is there a place we can go to find out more about this research or the work that you're doing?
Every part of the survey that we're releasing is at probe.org. That is probe.org. And go there. All the material is available free of charge. There are also analysis of other surveys done by George Barna, by George Gallup, by the GSS survey, Christian Smith, and much, much more. So if you want to understand about these surveys and use it in your own teaching, it's all available at probe.org.
That's Kirby Anderson with Probe Ministries. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.